coconut.
First you start to grate the coconut.
Yeah.
You grate the coconut.
Yes. Then. We have it in something clean with a good new pan to suit it, or a good bowl or a table. And after grating, we have an, we make the, take the flour bags and cut them small, and we wash it out into that clean thing pan what we have. And afterward, we put that trash in something two times or three times. For some of the coconut, give you plenty milk.
Mm-hmm.
So we have it properly done. And when we finish with the trash, now we give it to the fowls or the pigs, if mm-hmm. we are. And then now the oil, we set it and let it stay for the next day.
You don't do nothing with it that first day after
no,
you...
No, like how the sun is now,
mm-hmm.
if it is a barrel or whatever we have it in, we let it stay in the sun, and then the sun, it cut the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And our is not to cover it up. And the next day that oil, it cut the oil, and we take a scoop. We have calabash or such a like, and we take off that heavy part, put it in the pot. And then now we take the oil and put it in the next pot. And we fry it.
Now wait, what's the part on top? You said there's a heavy part on top.
Yes, that's a heavy crust. That's the coconut milk. Make that crust. And we put it, fry it. And fry everything, and we have the pan for strainers, knives, flour sack, and we put it, and then we throw off that in there.
Okay.
And it's strained clean and nice. Then you fix your buckles or your, if it is a kerosene tin, everything clean and nice.
Okay, but explain to me first, because I don't understand.
Yes.
After, you let it sit for the day.
Yes, let it, if
for
the
first
day,
day
is hot, uh-huh. like the sun now, you put it here, the oil, and it stays there and it cuts the oil.
Okay.
The oil will come up.
And then the next day you put it on the fire.
If you want a little to fry, you fry some. If you want to fry it out, you fry it out. Fry it, it's already clarified.
But you don't have to boil it on the fire.
Yes.
When do you do that then?
You have the next day. Or if you want a little to fry out the same day, you fry the oil. You know, suppose you want a little, a two buckle or something. You take off that oil, skip the oil,
mm-hmm.
and you have that strainer. We always have the sea fan, our clean towel, and strain it and fry it. And when it fry again, you put it in, try to strain it out, clean oil.
Hmm. But you use the sea fan.
Well, we always use that too, don't you, Sister Mark? The sea fan.
Yes, but I can't.
No, you can't get it now, so we don't worry that. You have the clean flour bag.
Mm-hmm.
You have them properly clean. Put it over the kerosene pan.
The sea fan, take off the custard.
Yes. And you, yes. Mm-hmm. And you just throw the oil in the, and then when you look it pretty, I like it, you put there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just dip it. Put your bottles, have the funnel in the bottles, what you want.
And what do you use the custard for?
You throw it away.
No, you throw it away?
You feed the fowls or pigs.
You boil it again, you know.
You boil it and get that oil, but you still have to throw it away. After you boil that custard, you get the oil balance.
You get some oil from it?
From the custard.
But then you throw some
then
trash away?
Then you throw away that balance, nothing in it again. Mm-hmm. If you have chickens, if you have pigs, when you fill them with it.
But the custard comes to the top when you let
no,
it set?
No,
or that?
That floating custard is just like a frog.
Mm-hmm.
It come up and the heavy one below, the
but
oil
it,
in the middle.
Uh-huh. Does it come up, does the custard come up when you just let it sit or only when you're
no,
boiling
no,
it?
No, no,
when you're frying it, then, it, then the custard
to,
comes up.
You have to keep stirring, you know, not to make it burn. You have to keep stirring. Have your spoon,
mm-hmm.
tall spoon. Right now I have one room. And you take time with the fire, give it slow fire until after when you see now it begin to fry, you let the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty and nice. Smells so nice. All you come in here, you smell it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
it smells
nice.
Wonderful.
Good cooking coconut oil is very nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes we drink it, but we have to run to the candle.
They don't make oil now.
They don't know to make oil now.
But Esther making oil too. Mm-hmm. But we not
it hear it cool.
When we are, that was our living. Hundreds of things we have to ship out.
Cool.
And they hear them say, Miss Walker, RW, Miss Walker coconut oil, we don't want no more with that. That's our living here in this town by. And make starch and carry out foods.
Mm-hmm. You made the yucca starch too here.
Ah, yes. Bami. You eat Bami?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bami. cut, then you bake them, pick one and you just slice it and you butter it or you put the pear on it. Oh, fuck. That's why we were so strong.
Sure, I bet.
Oh.
Hmm. Try and draw some of the blood.
Keep out my blood. When I went to the Eastmas, they take my blood and mash it.
You're not so strong.
Three. Okay, three. How much do you think?
Five.
Is five of them in tech?
Yes, in the bungo.
The mother root on.
Five.
The man come to me.
I've got enough plenty.
The man come to my yard and I think.
Yeah, why not take 20 of them?
Yeah, why can't take 20? Look how she be. The man come there and when he comes back and say, you're not drawing the blood from her. They take the blood from the main vessel there and mash her up. Don't let him take none. Make him put us in jail. He said no. So when him look at the paper, him says, well, just only to this finger. Just touch it and take that. But not to draw no blood.
Miss Ida, I was talking with somebody yesterday and I got into a confusion about when the Adventists came to Coweta. Do you know when the Adventists started their church in Coweta? When you were small, they didn't have Adventist church?
No, no. Yeah, we always go, but we don't have we didn't have the church. We had some.
The church was here a long time ago before when you come down here. When you come down here, the church wasn't here.
She more can say.
Afterward, the church built here, but I don't remember the year.
But it wasn't, like, was it around 1940 maybe, or was it sooner than that? Was it before the war?
Yes, church was here. The candies, they baptized out there, you know. Candies, they baptized and I think she was 16.
Well, she baptized out in Coweta.
Yeah, she was baptized here.
By the bluff.
Yes, and the church was here. Mm-hmm. And at 14.
But that was Adventist?
Yes.
She can tell you now.
I was, 1914 was the war. But the church was here before the war.
This is Mass Church was right out there. What name?
The Clarence's.
Clarence?
The Clarence House's.
Yes.
St. Mark's Church was there. Then the witness come last.
The last.
That means the last people come in here.
As church people.
Are they Baptist?
The Baptist was here.
Baptist and St. Mark's Church. That's the church. Witness is last.
So they were the first, and then after Baptist and St. Mark's,
there was the first church was here.
Baptist and St. Mark's.
Then afterward, Adventist.
Okay.
You know, being Adventist here for one is Ben Rickett.
Ah, yes, Mr. Rickett and Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Here, right out here, you see, their house was right out, going out here, Wagner there. Big house, Mr. Rickett and Miss Bell.
I was living at some master's house before them by that place.
Mm-hmm. But a big house was here, lovely house. Mr. Rickett and Miss Bell, he was a color person. I think we're looking at them now. Baba, come on, Ida, come on.
Oh, yes,
ma'am. Come on, sing. You're going to sing? Yes, sir. And those dear children was lying. Heidi, yes, Mr. Rickett, he's colored you. Big and fat and Miss Bell. She abided them. Heidi, yes, ma'am. Come on. Come, you're going to sing? Yes, ma'am. Jesus love me, this I know. Jesus loves me, this I know. Part of the Bible. Mr. Rickett, come. Boom, 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 boom. Kiss. Come on, sing again. And those people sing. But that nice. And we children have to be here.
But what church was that for, Miss Ida? What church was he here for? That was the Adventist?
I think they were Adventists.
But you were still small then?
We small and we go there and, you know, they love children.
And where was that? Was it by the... They have
Wagner.
Wagner. We used
but
to
they didn't have a church?
They did not have no church at the time. But
the
kid
meeting and...
Afterward, yes. Mr. Ricky Thomas Bailey. Right here, what? Now he's a big building over here. Big, oh yes.
But the church, was it built there first, or was it first built where it is now?
No, but the church was again in this one. No.
But the same place where it is now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a smaller church. Mm-hmm. And all there, you know, Rockify was like, no, but nice. When Mr. Slack went to another one, it was nice to, you know. But after he didn't do it. The people are dying now, they die, so they're so splendid. Just nice. Lord, my sweetheart, it breaks my heart when I hear Shabbat. What a thing is this? Oh, while the person is sick here, you don't feel it. Yeah. Oh, then my sweetheart, God, I tell you.
Well, they had a pretty nine night last night.
Yeah.
It was pretty. They were singing all the night long. All the night long. It was
and
nice.
I didn't think to worry about that again. Miss Rachel, she have done her best. I never forget Rachel, mother.
Very bad. Broken up places and all like that. So, Mr. Pardo, he was a governor. He come out and speak to them. Tell them, no, they must be careful of what they're going to do, because those are English people. And if you trouble them and any accident, the country will be in trouble for them, because I'm an English subject. Well, as he was a man benign and everything, then they were worried. Then they take the Sinkit men them into some cars and send them on the lines. And I was on the lines and working for some years, and then after they came back to town, and when they them begin to banish her, go away, and then they went away. We find a few of them around town, but not so much as first time.
But they always keep this festival all by themselves?
Just all by themselves, yes.
Was it at one particular time?
Yeah, they used to have a special time when they keep them fiesta. And you come out them. Run the whole street, the whole town. And they got them drum and them guitar and them flute and them piccolo and everything playing their own music. And you see them, you're afraid to see them dance and dance. Eso se inquieta cuando estaban en Limón. Que jodido era más alegre. Sí, hombre. Digo que esos jodidos bailaban y gozaban muchos. Y andaban el pueblo entero.
But was that before the carnival started?
Ah, yes. Ooh, long before the carnival started. Long before that.
Do you think the carnival started before the war?
Before the war?
Mm-hmm. Before World War II?
Let me see. Yes, I think the carnival used to start. Which that before the World War. Cuando ese carnaval estaba en existencia en Limón ahí, ese tiempo no era la guerra mundial.
¿Cuál carnaval?
El primer carnaval.
La guerra fue en el 48.
¿48?
Sí.
Eso fue la guerra de...
¿La Figueres?
No.
¿La mundial?
Sí, la mundial.
No tengo conocimiento porque yo soy del 47. Yo nací en el 47. Pero la de Figueres fue en el 48, ¿no?
Ah, sí, la de Figueres es el 48.
¿Cuándo fue la guerra mundial?
La guerra mundial yo no me acuerdo qué año es.
40.
40, ¿no?
39.
Esa es con esa guerra era mis Hitler.
Sí,
¿no?
El diablo, Hitler.
Aquí todo usted lo anda apuntando, eso es.
Es que estoy haciendo esto. Y escribo, después escribo lo que está en este grabador. Sí, estoy escribiendo bastante, porque esa historia de esta cosa que va.
Es grande.
Es como no escribir, así que muerta.
Es como el primer hombre que era el F de Alemania, ¿cómo se llamaba ese hombre? Ese murió en un lugar, no me acuerdo el nombre de ese alemán.
Ok, yo voy en ese caso.
Sí.
Más tarde paso, Lufín.
Bueno, hombre.
Okay. Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto.
Yes, and yes, that first man was a ruler of Germany. He went to after Hitler take charge, he went to Ireland, that's it. He went to Ireland and Hitler sent for him and telling him to come home back to Germany. And he came back to tell Hitler that he's not coming back to Germany. He will make up his mind to die in Ireland. Well, he did die in Ireland too. Well, Hitler, they were, that man lose his first war in that was 1914 war. He lose that war in Belgium, first war in Belgium. He lose two crown prince in Belgium. So when the crown prince sent and tell him that he can't win the troops them in Belgium, because the more they kill them, the more they look like they come up. So he sent back and tell the next son that I send you there to win the war and you must win the war. Why? And he's there. Well, they kill him too. So then he went back. He went now with his troops, a big troops, to invade Belgium. But when he get there that time, they have the Belgium bridge mine up. So after he got to the bridge now, he tell his troops and says, give them the others to mount the bridge, and they mount the bridge, unknowing that the bridge was mine. And after the soldier they get in the middle of the bridge, they broke the bridge. And all of those soldiers dead. So he knew he couldn't go back to Germany because lose too much men. And if he could go back to Germany, they would kill him. So he said, no, better I go to Ireland and live there. So he went to Ireland. So when he took charge of Germany, he wouldn't go up. He died in Ireland. Hitler, him, he lose a war, this last war. I don't know, I think it, yes. I think it's when they bomb England. He never go back again. And he lose a bunch of people. Well, then he give the orders to his second. He was suicide himself because he don't want to do much more than he do Mussolini. So, well, he tell the second, he's going to shot the dog and shot his wife and shot himself after. And when he done shot himself, he must wet him from head to foot with oil and light him a fire and let him burn to ashes. And so they did. He burned to ashes.
And that was the end of it.
And that was the end of it. Hitler. That was a bad, bad man, boy.
And a bad war.
Oh, yes.
Let me look at what other questions I have about here. Well, one of them is, do you know how the Jamaican people used to make bami?
Well, the bami, it's not to say, well, it's a hard thing to make.
But how do they do it? Because I've eaten it.
You eat it?
Yeah, sure. But I don't know how to make it. I'd like to say how to make it.
You see, when you're making bami, the little idea I have about it, after you grate the cassava, you squeeze out some of the milk, some of the juice out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put it in a iron pot, and after it becomes hard enough, then you put it in something broad and spread it out, and it stays there and bake until it becomes round like a bread, or not like a bread, like a flitters or something like that.
Like a what?
Like a flitters.
Uh-huh.
And then you eat it.
But you do it all on the top of the fire in an iron?
In an iron pot.
Iron pot.
Yes. And then you stay there until it becomes hard and
So it's bare, it's bare cassava.
Bare cassava, yes.
Nothing more.
Nothing more.
No salt?
Not, yeah, you put a little salt if you care so.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't, well, it's bare cassava.
So that it holds together when you just bake it like so?
Yes. Anytime I have my daughter coming back here tomorrow, and if you come round here when she's here, she give you more instance of that bombing more than I. Because she will make it sometimes.
Okay.
And she understand how she will get the whole rhythm of how it commences.
Okay.
I eat it myself. I eat it when I went to Colombia, the way I eat it the first time in Cartagena. They make it big, also broad. But to see, I know they bake it all right. They bake it into a fat pot. But to say, well, to see when I'm making it, doing it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But my daughter have an idea about it. But I know them squeeze out some of the juice and then they put it on the flat pot and keep stirring it until it becomes hard and then it all come together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put salt if you want, why not eat it just so.
Were there other old-time foods, things like bami that you don't hardly see anymore today, that the people forget how to make, but that you remember from the old times?
Well, no, because on this radio I have here sometimes they announce it here. Sometimes I have it here and they announce bami. But they make it out of corn. They make it out of corn. Yes, out of corn, and then they put it into something else to cook. What they call a comal. I don't know what that comal is. But they put it in there, and then after you cook, soft white bami. Got a red of creams there. It's soft and white and soft. Good, nice to eat.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all the questions I have today. It was really mostly about carnival.
Yes.
That I wanted something.
Yes.
Well, what year did this start with? I think somewhere around in the 40 series. Yes, I think somewhere around the 40s or early in the 50s.
Do you think it was after the World War? Or maybe before?
I think it was after the World War, yes. World War in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think. I think before revolution, them they used to have carnival. Yes, but it wasn't so great as now. It's some fellow that been to Panama, go to Panama on the contract, somewhere around 1940.
Uh-huh.
And after they come back with this carnival and started over here.
Because they used to do it in Panama?
Yes, you have a man that... Lemon, no, I don't know him right. They call him Bissett.
Bissett.
Tall, slim man. I think he was about the first one that started carnival here.
Hmm.
With a song they call him Skeleton Man.
I know that song.
Yeah, I think.
You know the man Oye, who lives down by Leland?
Yes, I think Oye was in that group too.
He sings that song?
Yes, Oye was in that group. But more or less, he can tell you about when carnival started.
Do you think it was that group that started it?
Yes, I think it was that group. Yeah.
And with an idea, where did they have carnival? In Cologne was the carnival? Or?
Yes, Cologne always have carnival every February.
Oh, February?
When I go there, 1942. February, they had carnival there.
Did you go down to work with the contract? Or?
No, I go and work. Yes, I go and work with contractors, but not go on the contract.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the Bofas, go to Cologne.
But that was that the first that you saw of carnival down
yes,
there?
Yes, yes, I saw it too. Never have it in them on that time.
Did the people from here, like the people from Manchanil, did they go down? Did anybody go down to the carnival in Cologne?
In Cologne? Well, no, not from here. But they got a lot of people that live from here go to Cologne 1940 when the work opened.
Mm-hmm.
From Manchanil and Monkey Pint and lots of people there go to Cologne.
Mm-hmm. And so then when some of those people came back, that's when they got the idea to start carnival in Le Mans.
Yes.
And what was it like those early years in Le Mans, those first carnivals?
Well, it wasn't as great as now, but still you have a lot of dancing and music and different things. But I think O'Yea is supposed to give you a good...
Yeah, I bet I should talk with him.
Yes. And as a fellow in Le Mans, I see him not too long ago, tall, slim, but a little bit darker than me. Call him Brissett. He was one in that first set of carnival.
Okay, I'll be sure to speak to O'Yea about it.
Yes.
But when
and you have a next man again, I see him Le Mans sometime ago again. He used to be in Kavita long years and call him Raji.
Yeah, I heard about him too.
Well, he was one in that carnival too. He was over in Cologne too.
How about Mr. Gavitt from Kavita? Was he in that same group?
Gavitt?
Because he used to, his name is Ferguson.
Ferguson, no, he never did go to Cologne. The one that go to Cologne was Saros.
Uh-huh.
Saros is going to contract. You have a lot more, but plenty of them dead and plenty of them never did come back to Kavita.
Yeah. Well, when the carnival started in Le Mans, did the people from Old Harbor and Kavita, did they try to go down make it down for carnival?
Yes, yes, yes.
Every year?
Every year.
Did they send special launches during that time?
Or? Yes, no, those years was the launches running twice a week, Tuesdays and Friday. Then I leave Le Mans Tuesday, go back Wednesday. Then you come back Friday and go back Saturday. And when I'm around 1946, 47, they have a lot of banana on the coast. So you have a lot of lunch, a big badge, giant banana, one in Pika, one in Colorado, one in Eugene. And you have a lot of boats running on the coast here, drying banana to Le Mans.
Was that for the United Fruit Company?
No, private buyers.
Private buyer.
Yes.
And the names of the boats were what? You said?
They got one, they call him Tika.
Tika.
A big barge. And one you call Colorado. Mary Jane. You have Santa Elena. You have Caribbean. You have one named Luke. Moderno, Alpha. A lot of boats. They have a lot of banana. They cover the 9th Party Revolution. That mash up the banana on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
MBS cocoa was cheap, cocoa was around 35 cologne per quintal, and banana was 5 cologne per bunch, for 9 hand bunch, 5, 8 hand bunch, 4, 7 hand bunch, 2. So that time people was more interested in the banana more than the cacao.
That was even after the Penser's Banana Company stopped?
Yes, yes, after the Penser's Banana Company stopped. That Penser's Banana Company, that tram that come from Penner's to Owen Creek is a man named Finley.
Mm-hmm.
Is he make that tram way from Penner's to Owen Creek and plant up all those would land from what they call Punta Real.
Mm-hmm.
Little right, little this side of where Llewellyn Coombs live.
Mm-hmm.
Little
mm-hmm.
side of Coombs. Come all the way up to Hotel Creek and go in a good land here, plant banana around 1935, around 1935, 1936.
Mm-hmm.
So those banana run on to 1942, start to fail. Out there now I have technical assistance like now with a spray and kind of thing like those. So after the banana fail, leave Trump and go away.
But you think that was because the bananas got disease?
Yeah.
Because somebody told
Panama
me they...
disease, I want to call Sega tumor.
Yeah? Because somebody told me too once that they thought it was because of the war that they had to stop. It was disease.
Disease that was causing to leave here. And after I leave here and people take over the land, they still cut banana and were selling.
And they were selling to these launches that came up in Navajo.
Yes, but what wreck of the banana concern is that 1948 revolution. And all those boats that used to come to Le Monde for the banana, they were full up there for more than 8 days and couldn't get no banana, so they go to some other country and never did come back.
Because in the at the time of the revolution they stopped the port?
Yes, yes, no boat couldn't come in or go out. And after that the banana price got down cheap to around from 5 to 3 cologne.
Hmm.
And after they got to 2 cologne. And after that people never did worry with it again.
Hmm.
And after that now come in these big foreign company and start a plant again.
So the standard fruit company?
Yes, from that now the small planters, farmers couldn't plant again because they want good banana, you have to spray and well drain and all kind of technical assistance. Poor people couldn't manage that again. Until now, the poor people can't plant banana to sell again. But you ever come to buy from anybody that plants.
Hmm. Where were those companies from? The private companies that came in?
Well, American company, mm-hmm. United Fruit Company.
The ones that brought the launches down to
No. This is these are small buyers. You have Raul Velasquez used to buy.
He was a Costa Rican?
Yes. Then you have Mariano Suniga used to buy. Then you have Teodoro Quiroz used to buy.
So they were all Costa Rican?
Yes, and you have American man by the name of Herman. Used to buy.
But when did that stop then?
That was before the revolution, before 1940.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Herman used to buy. Yeah, he was an American or a German, but he was some foreigner. Then you have a next foreign man used to buy to get his name. So these small the buyers them now buy from where on the coast and try and sell it to them in Le Monde.
Hmm.
So they have a land running between Tampa and Le Monde drying those fruit.
Hmm. But you think it was the 1948 revolution that stopped that?
Yes.
Stopped him from coming?
Yes, stopped him. Got the banana go down and poor people couldn't plant again.
Hmm.
Then after that, you know, the big company come in, mix up with the Costa Rican, then start
Okay, I, it's important that you told me that, because the other people that have talked make it sound like it was because of the war, trade went down, and the Pinsir's Banana Company left out because they couldn't run their boats on the ocean because they had to be worrying about German ships.
Oh,
and
banana peel. Banana peel and they leave out.
Let's go back to the carnival for a minute, because I can't imagine exactly what it was like back then. Today, when you go to carnival, the bands come in from Puerto Rico and from Panama and from all over the place. But in those early days, it must have been bands from just right here.
Yes, bands from here. Yes, bands from them.
So what did they do? From Limon and from any of these areas, did people go in to play music?
No, the bands are from Limon. The people from this area go in to.
Bands come from Alapis.
That is long after. But that person have a band from Alapis. Then these people just going to go and look at the phone.
So it was dancing and what else? What else did they do?
Dancing, merry-go-round.
Oh yeah. Where did they get that?
Well, they built it up right here.
Oh, they built it, right?
Yeah. And they are in. Yeah, I used to have a lot of merry-go-round and Chicago Wheel and such like.
Hmm.
Used to generally have a horse race too. Down in Plain Bees and some Vita.
At the Plain Bees?
Yeah. Hmm. Horse race too.
Did they have any of this? Mr. Hawkins was just telling me earlier today about the St. Kitts people who used to run through the streets of Limon every now and then on a holiday from St. Kitts. And they would, he said they'd dress up in all kinds of dress with mirrors and looking glass all over them and frighten the children and
yes,
have their fun. Did they do that in carnival?
Yes, you have that too. And dress up in mask piece. So I have on like cohan and head and etc. You have used to have that in feast in carnival in feast. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's that that Mr. Hawkins is telling me about. No, but that was before the carnival.
Yeah,
men
dress up. Walk on stick and tie the children. That is tell you about.
Yeah. But they never did that after carnival started. They didn't. They don't do things like that for carnival.
No.
For the dress up in mass feast too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they don't walk on stick.
Maybe not. Maybe all those people who knew how to do that die out now, so nobody.
Yes. Nobody remember about that.
Nobody's brave enough to get up on those sticks.
Well, I think you're supposed to give you a good information about that.
Well, I'm gonna have to go talk to OJ. I thought I was gonna be able to finish this up now.
And that fellow Raji, and one by the name of Brissett. Supposed to give you a good idea, but they wasn't it.
Okay. Miss Bryant, can you give me an idea how to make bami? You must make bami. Mm-hmm. Tell me how you make bami, because
there's nobody makes that again.
Yeah, I don't know how to make it.
They grate it.
They grate the yuca.
Yes, grate the yuca, and then now you're getting nice thin piece of rag, flour sack. And you put a little salt in it, and you squeeze out all that juice.
Mm-hmm.
And after it comes in a lump. And after now you get a sieve like this. See now?
Uh-huh.
And you sieve out and leave it the coarse one. And after that now you put it into a pot around. Finally, and you make the pot hot. And you throw some, and you cover it up. And after it kind of steam, you put a little more and you turn it over and leave it there. So I see my mother do it. And then after that it bake and it come round. And from the